Hey, this is Scott Love, host and producer of Now Talk. I've got with me today Nikaya Gray talking about some of the upcoming and exciting events and findings that we have in store for the association. Nikaya, thanks for joining us on Now Talk today.
Thanks, Scott. It's always great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I'm excited about that we're going to get into in a little bit with Danielle Taylor and Oksanopoulos is talking about the employment outcomes for the findings on the jobs and JD employment for the class of 2023. We'll talk about that in a second. But tell me about some of the upcoming events this fall that NALT members should be mindful of.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Scott. So as you mentioned, and we're going to be talking about it more in a minute, we are releasing that 50th edition of Jobs and JDs here in October. And we're really, really proud of that. Jobs and JDs is our study on the employment outcomes of each year's graduating class. And for the past five decades, it's been the signature report on employment in the industry.
Wow.
Really proud of that accomplishment. But beyond that, there is just so many exciting things happening at NALP. And I'll highlight our three big in-person events that are coming up so everyone knows about those. The first is our Canadian winter meeting, and that will be held November 29th in Toronto at Bennett Jones. That's a great opportunity for our Canadian members to meet with each other, connect, and talk about what's happening in their market specifically. And I'll also note for you that for the first time ever, we will be holding that in a hybrid format. So folks can attend virtually if they're not able to attend in person.
Oh, that's great. What a real value for your membership.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, I'm still craving that in-person connections, even though we're 4 years out from the pandemic. So I do hope to see everyone there in person. But for those who can't, that will be an option for them this year.
That's great.
Our big conference this year, this winter, is the Professional Development Institute. That will be December 5th through 6th. And for a one-time rotation only, we are holding that in Scottsdale, Arizona. And Scott, I used to live in Arizona, and I can tell you that the Sonoran Desert is absolutely gorgeous in December. So
that's a great time of year to be there. Absolutely.
It is. And folks should never miss PDI, but this is truly not the year to miss it. And so I really encourage folks to think about tacking on a couple extra days there and spending some time in the sun. So, and then lastly, I want to put it on everybody's calendar that in January, we will be hosting our legal recruiting summit again in New York City. That's a one-day summit that brings together legal recruiting professionals to discuss the state of entry-level recruiting. And as part of that event, Danielle Taylor, our Director of Research and Chief Data Strategist, we're going to be hearing from in a moment. She's going to share the results of our 2024 law student recruiting cycle study, which was pretty wild this year, right? So that's not one that anyone wants to miss. And it's a signature event that does sell each year, and to participate and go to it, you do need to participate in that recruiting survey that Danielle will be releasing here shortly. So be watching out for all of that information coming from NALP.
That's great, Nikaya. It's going to be a busy fall in NALP this year.
It is.
Great. And now let's turn our conversation to talking with you, Nikaya, and Danielle Taylor and Oksanopoulos, talking about the Jobs and JDs report. And as you said, this is your 50th year anniversary in this report. Is that right, Nikaya?
It is. And we're so proud of that.
That's great. What a real accomplishment. And now let's talk with you and Danielle and Oksana. So right now, I'm with Nikaya Gray, Executive Director of NALP, Danielle Taylor, Director of Research and Chief Data Strategist for NALP, and Oksanopoulos, Research Analyst at NALP. And we're talking about the employment outcomes for the selected findings on the jobs and JD's employment for the class of 2023. Nikaya, let's start with you. Tell us about this report.
Absolutely, Scott. So Jobs and JDs is our in-depth study on the employment outcomes of each year's graduating class. Now, we already released our selected findings in the summer, and next month, we're going to release the full report. And each year, we know the employment outcomes for about 97% of the class, sometimes a bit more. So the study is the most accurate study in the industry. It's also the most comprehensive study. The full study spans nearly 200 pages, and we'll break out the data by employer type, location, salary, graduate demographics, and many other factors. So if you work in career services or entry level recruiting, this is the study you need to be paying attention to.
That's great. What an important study that you provide for the industry. And Danielle, tell us about the historic milestone this year. Tell our listeners more about that and some of the highlights from this year's report.
Yeah, so we're really excited that this class of 2023 marks the 50th graduating class in which we have been collecting and reporting on graduate employment and salary outcomes. And we are going to be marking that milestone in a few different ways this year. First, within the Jobs and JDs report itself, we have a timeline that's looking back at historic events, not only within this research study, but also within the legal industry. And we'll be tying data from the study to those different events. And then in the October edition of our NALP Bulletin Plus, our monthly member magazine, we will have a research article that explores how employment has changed over the past 5 decades. But in terms of highlights from this class of 2023 report, I do think that it is quite remarkable that as we are celebrating this 50th anniversary, it happens to coincide with this class that probably has had the strongest overall outcomes of any class that we have ever measured. This class set new records when it came to the overall employment rate for the class, their employment in bar passage required jobs or attorney positions. They set new records when it came to salaries, and they had the highest percentage of graduates working in private practice in more than 30 years. So it really was an incredible time to graduate if you were part of this class of 2023.
Absolutely. And Oksana, are there any other interesting trends that you are seeing in the data?
Absolutely. So what we're seeing currently is an upward trend in the percentage of new law graduates going into public interest employment, which provided a historical high in the percentage and numbers of graduates working in this sector for the class of 2023. And for the first time, it overtook business and became the fourth most popular employment sector just this year. This is attributed to the overall public service employment sector, which includes public interest, judicial clerkships, and government positions, exceeding 30% for its now sixth class year. We've also been tracking employment for these grads in large firms of more than 500 lawyers, which has also been trending upwards and is at record in both percentages of all law firm jobs and the total number of jobs. Another final indicator that we use to show the weakness or strength of the market is job satisfaction. What we try to do is track the percentage of graduates who have a job but say that they're seeking a different job than the one they have. And in 2011, post-recession, we probably had about 1 in 4 employed graduates who sought out other employment, which was our record high. And now the figure has dropped to an all-time low of about 7%, meaning that not only are they employed, but they're also fairly satisfied in their positions, which we love to see, and could potentially even mean higher job retention in the future.
Well, thank you, Oksana. That's interesting. Let me come back to you, Danielle. What about the salaries for new law graduates? How do salary expectations vary by employment sector?
So overall, I mentioned that both average and median salaries were at new record levels this year. Overall, the average salary grew by about 5% to roughly $122,000. And the median salary, which is the 50th percentile or the midpoint of salaries, grew by about 6% to $90,000. But what we know from NALP's data that if we were to look at this data on a salary distribution curve, which we do put out for each class, we would find that graduate salaries tend to clump or group together in two main areas. And the first area where we see that those salaries grouping is between about $50,000 and $90,000. And that represents mainly graduates who work in either a small law firm or within a public service career like public interest, government employment, or a judicial clerkship. And then we see a lot of salaries that fall at either $215,000 or $225,000. And that represents graduates going into big law employment. About a quarter of all salaries, just a little bit less, fall there. About 50-51% fall in that first grouping that I mentioned. But what is evident is really very few graduates are earning a salary anywhere in between that $90,000 figure and that $215,000 figure. And that's important to our understanding of what graduates can expect to earn, because students, prospective students, hear that average figure and they think that's what they're going to be earning. But most of them will be earning a salary either a lot less if they're working in a small law firm, public service career, or about $100,000 more if they're working in big law.
So what about geography, Danielle? Is everything focused on New York as the epicenter of the legal world, or is it something that you look at more proportionately based on major markets throughout the country?
Yeah, that's a great question. Within Jobs and JDs, we do have an entire section of this report that looks at geographic differences in salaries. And we do find that there are differences. You know, there are many large markets that are paying those $215,000, $225,000 salaries that have a lot of big law employment. So that's, you know, New York, DC, LA, a lot of firms in the Texas area as well. But we do see geographic differences, not only within certain employer types, but also due to the fact that there are geographic differences in the types of employment sectors that graduates go into. Some states and cities have more graduates who go into public service careers or business, and less so in the legal setting or in particular big law. So a lot of that can play a factor in terms of what we see in terms of geographic differences in salaries.
Well, that's important to understand. Thank you for that. Nikaya, let me bring it back to you. In the Selected Findings Report, you write about a different market facing class of 2024 and 2025 graduates. Can you expand on that for us, please?
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. So the class of 2023 really will be the last class to benefit from the so-called talent wars that were taking place during the recruiting cycle for that class. As many of our listeners have no doubt been experiencing, there has been a strong course correction in the private practice job market. In 2021 and in early 2022, there was this talent war that took place as firms tried to meet a surge in client demand, and so were vigorously recruiting talent. With hindsight, we now know that surge was related to work that was delayed during the height of the pandemic, and it wasn't sustainable and it dissipated rather quickly. But during the time that it was occurring, it tempted many firms to overhire as they tried to meet that surge, and they became overleveraged when the work dissipated. But by the end of 2022, we saw some law firms engaging in layoffs and delaying the start dates of their incoming associates, and that continued through 2023 and even into 2024. Once that started to occur, we also saw law firms pull back on their entry-level hiring. The 2022 and 2023 law firm recruiting seasons, which were the recruiting seasons for those classes of 2024 and 2025, were very, very soft. In fact, many of the key metrics that we track were the softest we've seen since the Great Recession and matched what we were seeing back in 2009. On top of all of this, the class of 2024 is a very large class. It was 12% larger on enrollment than any preceding class in recent times. And so they are going to have to source several thousand additional jobs. So we do believe that many of these key employment metrics, which were so, so high for the class of 2023, are going to start falling for the class of 2024, and that will continue for the class of 25.
So should we be worried about longer-term impacts on the entry-level market beyond the class of 2024 and 2025?
You know, Scott, I think it's really a little early to say that. We will shortly begin collecting the data on the 2024 summer associate recruiting cycle, which will give us a better idea of how firms are feeling about the adjustments they've been making to their talent growth strategies and what might happen for that class of 2026 and beyond. I'll also note that with regards to how we're viewing the classes of 24 and 25 right now, the big unknown about those classes is what might happen in the other industry segments besides private practice. Because the recruiting cycles for sectors such as business, government, public interest, and so forth happen much later in law school, usually in that third year of the law student's law school career, we won't know until spring when we collect the full employment data on the class of 2024, whether those sectors have grown and were able to make up the difference from the decreasing number of jobs in the private practice sector.
Thank you, Nikaya. And Oksana, let me ask you, can you tell us more about the member webinar that NALP will be hosting in October around the release of this year's Jobs and JD's report?
Of course. So on October 23rd, we will be exploring disparities found in employment outcomes when we disaggregate these outcomes by factors such as gender, race, ethnicity, and the highest level of parental education. And here in NALP, we've been documenting very long-standing disparities in employment outcomes. And so this will present an overview of NALP data on the topic from the upcoming Jobs and JD's report. And as always, we're hoping that our webinars will offer law schools and employers some insight as to what to expect from the upcoming market, understanding the experience of new law graduates, as well as implementing these findings in their upcoming hiring season.
That's great. Thank you, Oksana.
You know, Scott, I want to just jump in here and say, I really want to encourage all of our listeners to attend that webinar. I think it's critical that we're all paying attention to these employment disparities right now. This last year, the Supreme Court's decision banning race-conscious admissions policy, I think we're all aware that that decision may have a detrimental effect on the diversity of our law school classes and the pipelines into law schools for students of color. But we also think it could affect these existing employment disparities that we already see for graduates of color. And that's because the decision not only might affect whether students of color go to law school, but where they go to law school. And if we see that shift occur in where they go to law school, that could affect employment outcomes. So it's really critically important that we're all watching this right now as we see how that affirmative action decision is going to play out and its full effects, and that we start as an industry getting our arms around that problem and addressing it. So I really want to encourage all of our listeners to attend it.
Thank you, Nikaya. And Danielle, are there any additional NALP research reports or upcoming surveys that listeners should be aware of?
Yes, we have a number of upcoming reports and surveys that might be of interest. First, we are currently administering our survey of legal employers on 2024 recruiting. And that survey will be open through Friday, November 8th. And it's intended to be completed by any U.S. employers that either hosted a summer 2024 program for summer associates and or they recruited for a summer 2025 program. And this survey is really essential to our ability to measure all of the ongoing changes that are happening in law student recruiting. So we highly encourage employers to complete that survey. In addition to jobs and JDs, we also have a few more reports that will be coming out this fall, including our Survey of Legal Career Professionals report, which provides very, very valuable benchmarking information when it comes to salaries and job duties for NALP members in roles like recruiting and professional development. And then we'll also be releasing our Canadian Articling Snapshot Report, which looks at outcomes for Canadian law school graduates from the class of 2023. So there's a lot of new research to be keeping an eye out for over the next couple of months.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Nikaya. Thank you, Oksana. And thank you, our listeners, for being here listening about the upcoming report. And we look forward to seeing that.
Our pleasure, Scott. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.